John Dewey, a philosopher writing in 1933, is credited with being the first person to use the word reflection in the context of personal learning. He talks about reflection as turning a subject over in the mind and giving it serious consideration. He then goes on to say that doing that enables us to act in a deliberate and intentional fashion. Dewey's writings were inspirational to the liberal teaching establishment of the day in many different countries, and it was the beginning of a new look at the whole process of learning, particularly how we might consciously learn from our experiences, particularly those that puzzle us, confuse us, or disturb us in some way, rather than relying upon the hit and miss of our unconscious processes. So Dewey used the word reflection in a slightly different way to the way in which it's been used until then. The word reflection was used until then to describe a process in which we simply recollect or reminisce about our experiences. But Dewey argued that those passive processes were just a single stage in a much bigger internal process of thinking to learn. Learning from experience, he argues, depends upon us consciously thinking about that experience, then, still in our minds, formulating questions about that experience, coming up with a few possible solutions, and then finalising the mental process by working out what we should do to put our thoughts into action.